Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. There's a reason the podcasts are always ready for you shortly after our interviews. That's because Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, and he makes those happen. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Father Deacon Paul Sievers. We know him as a Bucknell University Humanities Professor. He's a Associate Professor of Literary Studies at Bucknell. He's been a youth advisor to several of the faith groups there and the Bucknell Orthodox Christian community. So, Father, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Very much appreciated.
Oh, thank you, Mark, and a blessed Good Friday to you and your listeners, and also I think tonight the start of Passover to our Jewish friends.
Right, absolutely, and Ramadan's not far away, so I think we're really at a pivot point in a lot of faith lives these days. Well, remind our audience about the Bucknell and the new Orthodox Christian Church that's up and running around here. I think there's several good entities that are startups around here that I think it's important to talk about. So reintroduce our audience to both of those entities.
Surely. Well, we have a Bucknell Orthodox Christian Fellowship, and then we have the St. John Russian Orthodox Mission Church, which is meeting in Lewisburg, but we're in the process of moving forward with building a new church building in Winfield. At the moment, we're meeting in the Lewisburg Club, and we're a week behind you, and that Holy Week and the Easter for us come up this coming week. So a week from Sunday is our Easter. We call it Pascha, which means Passover in Greek.
And both of these entities, well, let's start out with the student group. It seems as though young people are pulling away from the church, but you find a dedicated group that is interested in making sure they keep the faith.
Yes, yes. Well, we have a good small core group of students, and often we see international students in that group as well, students from the Mediterranean, Eastern Europe, Africa, and having services right by campus. We meet at the Lewisburg Club. It helps because it provides a sense of community and sort of home away from home for students in their faith and for visitors as well.
And recap the start of the Russian Orthodox Church in Lewisburg. You were a part of that, but there are others making sure that this Russian Orthodox Church got started.
Yeah, well, we're mainly a group of converts to Orthodox Christianity from a lot of different backgrounds, and we include folks who were born Orthodox from different countries as well. But we started up in 2015, and there was no Orthodox church in this area, and thankfully, we've moved along to the point where we've been able to acquire several acres in Winfield. We have a small cemetery there, and we're underway and working towards getting a building permit soon this year, hopefully, and actually building a temple there.
This is a deep and meaningful week that's beginning in your church this weekend, and for many other Christians, Holy Week is about to wrap up with Good Friday and then Easter on Sunday. Reiterate how the crucifixion of Christ becomes such a meaningful and reflective and meditative time for Christians of many faiths.
Well, it's a time of repentance and of sorrow, but also at the same time of gratitude and bittersweetness that for us God became a human being and was willing to sacrifice himself for us and for our redemption. And so we call it joyful sorrow, that there's this mix of both sorrow and also joy looking ahead, of course, to the resurrection.
And we know how faith impacts people. It's certainly likely that you'll run into the faithful today who will say that they are it's going to sound like an irony, but enjoying the solemn feel. You know, it's really a deep meditative time. You experienced that too. Tell us about that. You'll experience that next Friday, this sort of this solemn anticipation that people have.
Yes, and it's often accompanied to one degree or another by physical and or spiritual fasting. For us, we follow a tradition of fasting for 40 days, which involves no dairy, no meat, no fish, and we also are supposed to intensify our prayer life, and then we come to this time of the year, and there are extra services, so we kind of participate in symbolically reenacting the events of Christ's life leading up to the crucifixion. And things are dark in the church, and then we come to Pascha, which is at midnight on Saturday for us, and suddenly the cry goes out, Christ is risen, the lights come on, we're in a procession, a candlelit procession outside, and a lot of joy, and we end with a feast that breaks the fast. So both ethnic and various kinds of local American foods, and so we kind of reenact, in a sense, and hopefully in our prayer life and our spiritual life, the events leading up to the crucifixion and the resurrection.
And tell us where and when folks can participate in your services. We know lots of other services are today and tomorrow night and Sunday in other Christian faiths, but your week starts this week. So invite folks to those with times and places.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we start the sequence of Holy Week services really tonight with Vespers, and then tomorrow morning with what we call Lazarus Saturday Divine Liturgy, and then all the services for Holy Week. Easter for us is a week from tomorrow at midnight, actually starting 11 p.m. And we're meeting at the Lewisburg Club, which is across from the Lewisburg Hotel. The back entrance is how you get in and out to our services through the alley. But you can find the list of services and the times at stjohnthewonderworker.com, and that's stjohnthewonderworker.com, all one word, no dots in between.
All right, new one, folks. You certainly are inviting folks to attend those and to participate.
Yes.
and to enjoy going there. Well, we are just about done here. Anything else to add to our discussion about your Holy Week is underway, getting underway, and many others are are wrapping up now. Anything else to add to our discussion?
Well, best wishes for Happy Easter and Passover, and as you said, Ramadan's coming up. And those who wish, please visit us, and you can have more Holy Week and more Easter, or kind of second Easter, as the Hobbits say, and about second breakfast in Lord of the Rings. But this is, of course, more solemn and joyful. But we welcome everybody, and you know, we hope you can come. StJohnTheWonderWorker.com.
All right, well, fantastic, and thank you so much. And we'll put that link on the podcast so folks can find it even easier. Thank you so much, Father Deacon Paul Sievers. Thanks for all you're doing on campus and in the community and starting up a Russian Orthodox church in the Valley. No small feat there helping to participate in that. So thank you, sir, and thanks for calling in today.
All the best, Mark. Christ is risen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you so much. Paul Sievers on the line. We appreciate his checking in, an associate professor of literary studies at Bucknell University, and as I mentioned, we'll add that link to their services on the WKOK podcast page.